So today we're looking at 70 real life psychological tricks that you can use to level up your relationships, sales, networking, negotiation, self-awareness, whatever it may be. They're not gimmicks though, they're actually grounded and backed by human behaviour, even dark psychology and sales science. So let's start unlocking them. So the first one is use their name. A person's name is their favourite sound, and it has been since they were a child. So using it is a really powerful way to get them on side. So instead of saying, thanks, thank you, cheers, cheers mate, instead you can use their name. Thanks, John. Cheers, John. Thank you so much, John. It's more personal. They instantly feel more seen and respected. The second one is mirror their language. People like people who are like them. If they say, that drained me, that did, you could say, yeah, I feel drained too. Or, yeah, that does sound draining, doesn't it? That builds subconscious rapport. We like people that have similar views and can empathise with us. So by doing this, you are hitting that nail on the head. Number three, ask for help to build bonds. Helping someone triggers connection and investment. A lot of the time we feel that we need to give people things in order for them to like us. But actually, this is saying that we should ask for help, get them to give us something. You could say, hey, could you help me pick a title for this? You've got great taste. Oh, what do you think to this? I think you've got really good insight here. Oh, could you give me a hand carrying these glasses? That builds a bond. Number four, thumbs up in traffic. Most of the time, people put their hand up, they'll flash the lights, or the, you know, they might put a finger up or something. But instead, we should put a thumb up. People are more likely to let you in if you use the thumbs up. It's more friendly. It's more approachable. It's more personal than a frantic hand flap. Number five is quite similar, in fact. It's ushering with your whole hand. Instead of pointing at something, oh, go and sit over there, go into that room over there, and you're pointing. That's aggressive. Open palms instead is inviting. It invites trust. You've probably gone to a restaurant where they open-handed, they point down to the seat or they point to the table. And I don't mean point physically. I mean they are showing you the direction by opening their hand. This open palm gesture shows friendliness and assertion, but not in an aggressive way. Number six, you should pause after you speak. People reveal more if you don't rush to respond. If you rush to respond, it's like you're just waiting for them to stop speaking. The silence can let people fill that with additional information. So the person might vent, you pause. They keep talking, often sharing the real issue. Number seven, again, quite similar to the prior one. Let them finish fully. Interrupting is the worst. It makes people feel dismissed. And that you don't really want to listen to them. And that their opinion is not valid in any way, shape or form. During an argument then, let them unload. Then respond. You actually have a better chance of winning the argument anyway if you've let them give all the information for you to then relay back with your twist. Number eight is nodding for agreement. People mirror behaviour, including agreement. While pitching an idea or suggesting something, nod slowly. this subconsciously can help, and this could be a game changer for you. Number 9 is sit beside, not opposite. Sitting side by side feels collaborative, not combative. Think about interviews, they're across the table. Formal events across the table. We want to mimic friendliness. Negotiating a contract, sit next to them, not across. There's less tension and more unity. Number 10, break eye contact periodically. Too much feels creepy. Too little shows disinterest. So you might speak, you might hold eye contact for 3 to 5 seconds, glance down, then back up to the left, to the right. The natural rhythm. You might be taking in what's going on around you. It shows our human nature. Number 11 then. Bond over a shared frustration. A mutual enemy is an instant connection, isn't it? If we both dislike the same person, and I'm sure you've done this before, you talk about how you don't like this one person for their behaviour, that's an instant bond. Someone might say, these Zoom calls always glitch, right? And you agree, you're on the same side now. Number 12 is offering a choice. People feel control when they can choose. Do you want to meet at 3 or 5? They're more likely to say yes to their own terms. You've suggested a couple of times, it's like they've picked the time, even though you've given them 2 options. Both that, you know, work for you. Number 13, show your hands. Hidden hands signal deception. Visible ones show trust. So during a talk, you might gesture with your palms out, palms open. It non-verbally says, you can trust me. Number 14 is repeat the last 2 or 3 words. Echoing makes people feel truly heard. They might say, oh, it was so overwhelming. You might say, overwhelming, you say? And then they will go into more detail. It's a bit like an open question, but you are just repeating what they've said. Number 15 is appear slightly distracted. This is a power move. People in power are busy. They have busy lives. You might be in a sales call face to face. You might, you know, glance at your phone, check a text message quickly. Look at notes on your phone. You might have your laptop open, checking, you know, an email from a different client. It signals high status. Now, obviously, if you're not concentrating on the person opposite you and, you know, you're taking this too far, that can be a bad thing. We're saying use this in moderation. Number 16 is use the word because. People comply more when you give a reason. Clean your room. Because we've got people coming over and your friend's coming over in 20 minutes. I need that report by 5 o'clock because it affects our deadline. This is very simple, but very persuasive. Number 17 is end sentences with a downward tone. A falling tone is confident. A rising tone lacks confidence. Instead of saying, I'm leading this project, which sounds like a question, it's no, I'm leading this project. Notice the difference? Number 18 is ask for advice, not feedback. Advice flatters. You know, you're saying, I need your advice. It makes them feel like, wow, I've got an opinion that, you know, you really want to incorporate into your decision. Feedback feels judgmental. So you could say, what advice would you give me on improving this? What do you think? I really value your opinion. Number 19 is using dramatic pauses. Silence creates tension. For example, this strategy changes everything. Versus, this strategy changed everything. Which felt better? Which felt more powerful? Number 20, micro commitments. Small yeses lead to big yeses. Do you have a second to talk? They'll say yes, followed by, great, now let's go over the idea. And you've opened the door to carry on talking. Number 21 is, but you are free technique. People react positively when reminded of free will. For example, you could say, you can totally say no, but I think you'd smash the role. You'll smash the job. It shows they are free to make a decision. Yes or no. And then you have input what you think they should do. Number 22 is using silence in sales. We talked about the importance of silence. Silence pressures others to speak and fill the gap with agreement. So you might say it's £500 a month. And pause. Don't say a word until they do. Number 23, using an anchoring bias. The first number sets the value benchmark. For example, our premium plan is $2,000 or £2,000. But for you, I recommend the £1,000 tier. You see this with subscriptions, with Tinder or Netflix or broadbands or whatever. You've got different tiers. And they put this platinum out there, platinum one. So you end up going for the basic or the gold. Number 24 is highlight scarcity. People want what's running out. For example, we only have 2 coaching spots left this month, or there's only 3 of this product left in the whole country. Number 25 is social proof statements. People follow the crowd. You might say, most of our clients see huge results within the first 30 days. We've sold 100,000 of these in your local area. Number 26, and probably one that you've heard many times, is reverse psychology. Tell people they can't, and they'll want to prove you wrong. You might be like, honestly, you might not be ready for this kind of challenge yet. They were like, I bloody well am. I'm ready. And it's a way that you can coerce someone into doing something. Number 27, label positive traits. People live up to the identity you give them. For example, you're really analytical, you are. That's why I knew you'd spot this detail. Number 28, give first, people give back. It's the law of reciprocity. Send a free resource before pitching your service. Give a free item and people will be willing to buy something from you. Not always, but it improves the percentages. Number 29 is third-party praise. Compliments are stronger when they're indirect. Everyone says you're the go-to guy for this kind of challenge, for example. You're giving them praise as if you've heard it from other people. That's powerful. Number 30 is the Zeigarnik effect. We've talked about this before, or Zeigarnik effect. We remember unfinished tasks, that open versus closed loop in the mind. And you've probably heard this before. Someone said, oh, I've got something to tell you next time. Can't tell you now, but next time I see you. They've planted the hook and you can't wait to find out what it is. It might be something simple and boring, but you've built it up to be this magical secret. Number 31, mention a limitation. It makes you more trustworthy. Look, this isn't perfect for everyone, especially if they're not committed. If you make something out to be perfect, people don't trust you. Nothing is perfect. Number 32 is let them say no. Yes can feel pressured. No feels powerful. You might say, would it be crazy if we explore this idea together? They might say no. Which is a yes. Number 33 is use specific timeframes. Specificity builds trust. You'll get results within 28 days, not just soon. That is specific. Number 34 is use the word imagine. It activates their visual brain. Imagine having total clarity in just 2 weeks. Imagine if you'd invested 3 years ago, you'd be, and you put in, you know, this £10,000 that you're going to put in, you'd now have £20,000. Imagine is a strong, strong word. Number 35 is pattern interrupts. Breaks in expectation grab attention. You might start a meeting with, forget everything you think about or what you know about productivity. That grabs attention. Number 36 is scarcity via time. Time limits drive urgency, don't they? We've all seen it. Offer expires in 24 hours. Last time to buy. Offer expires in 48 hours. It drives us to, if we are going to make a decision, we need to be pretty quick about it. Number 37 is build curiosity loops. Unresolved tension makes people pay more attention. For example, we'll talk about the real reason most people fail in a minute. It's a bit similar to one we said earlier, but in this way, you're giving a specific time frame. Number 38 is the foot in the door trick. Start small, then scale. Ask for a short call, then upsell the full offer, or ask for something small and then something big. Number 39 is using contrasts. Opposites create clarity. Most people are burnt out, but my clients feel sharp, focused and free. The contrast of using something else versus using your services. Number 40 is reveal vulnerability strategically. People trust those who admit flaws. I used to struggle with consistency too, but this system changed it for me. You come across as human. Number 41, agree first, then redirect. People resist resistance, funnily enough. You might be like, well, yeah, you're right, it is expensive, but that's because it works. Wow. Powerful statement, that. Number 42, I need your help. It triggers cooperation. I need your help understanding what's not working here. Again, it puts them on a pedestal for a period of time and makes them feel worthy. Number 43 is open-ended questions. It keeps conversations flowing. It doesn't. Closed questions are good to get specific answers, but in conversations, you want to keep things nice and open, unless you do need a specific answer, for example. But if you want to keep it talkative, open questions all the way. You might ask, what made you want to get into this line of work? They can spit a whole host of things there. Really, really powerful. Number 44 is highlight identity. Actions align with identity. You're the kind of person who doesn't give up. We're the business that are the top within this industry, and we see you as a top individual. Number 45 is use handshakes or high fives. Touch boosts oxytocin. When you fist bump or you shake hands, it helps to bond. Number 46 is the double bind question. Both choices lead to your goal. Would you prefer to start this week or next? Fantastic. Number 47 is mirroring body language. If they lean back, you lean back. If they cross their arms, you cross your arms. But don't be, you know, idiotic with it. Make it subtle. Number 48 is surprise with generosity. Unexpected gifts leave deep impressions. Handwritten thank you after your sales call. Some flowers, some chocolates. it shows that you care. And don't do it fakely. People are not thick. They will realise that you're trying to use them. It has to be authentic. Number 49 is start with a confession. Transparency builds trust. People like it when they are self-deprecating. You might say, I'll be honest, I was nervous pitching this to you. Fantastic. Makes you seem more human already. Number 50 is use humour to disarm. Again, very similar. Laughter lowers resistance, doesn't it? You could open with, again, a joke that's self-deprecating, which is, don't judge my haircut. I did it myself. Or, my 8-year-old daughter did it, I allowed her to. Again, makes it personal. Number 51 is ask, what would you do? Again, you are asking for them to suggest an answer. You're not asking them for a specific in this area. You're asking, what would you do in this situation? How would you handle it? Number 52, the comparison. It makes abstract things concrete. This program is like a personal trainer for your mindset. You think it's about personal training, but it's about your mindset. And again, it can become a very interesting way to create some sort of metaphor in the mind. Number 53 is use the word because twice. We talked earlier about using because, but this is using it twice. It sounds logical even when it's emotional. That's why it's important. For example, this works because it's simple and because it actually makes sense for your life. You're giving two reasons there. Number 54, end on a high note. People remember endings most. End your call with a strong summary. So now you've got a clear plan, let's make it happen. And obviously you can run through the plan very briefly as well there. It's the primary recency effect, isn't it? Number 55, own the room early. First impressions anchor perception. Walk into a room, strong posture, pays purpose, and speak first. Number 56, name the elephant. Address tensions up front. So you're probably wondering why this matters right now. You don't want them to name the elephant. You want to name it first, bring it up. You're the one who is the most observant, and you're not scared about talking about these matters. In fact, you want to address them right away. Number 57, speak slightly slower. Slower speech, more confidence. Deliver your offer slowly and clearly. We all know people who speak like this, and it's very, very annoying because they are trying to get all their points across, and they want, you to put in, and they are not really confident in what they're saying, so they're trying to get things across. That is not a confident person. You should be comfortable in your own skin. Although speaking fast can show dominance in some circumstances, we're talking about being slow and showing clarity in what you're saying here. Number 58, make them the hero. People love to be the centre of the story, centre of attention. This method works because of your discipline, not mine. Wow. That gives accountability and empowerment to that individual. Number 59. Asking for expertise. People love feeling knowledgeable, and there are a few variations of this that we've already touched on. But this is where you're asking for someone to do something differently. So you're a pro at this. What would you do differently? This is your plan that you've put in front of them. What would they do differently? That's really important. Not what would you do here. What would you do differently? What are the key areas that you think are incomplete? That's powerful. Number 60, reference the future. Vision sells. like the imagine example earlier, picture yourself a year from now, confident, focused, unstoppable. If you can show that future self, you can pitch an idea. Number 61 is offer a no risk option. It removes the fear of loss. People have a fear of loss, don't they? You could say, try it for 7 days. If it's not working, I'll refund you. Fantastic. It allows people to make a no risk purchase. And, you know, what if your service is good or your product is good, what's the chance of someone actually wanting to return it? 4%, 3%? There's always going to be some slippage, but you're trying to get people through the door. Number 62 is match their energy. Connections happen on the same wavelength. If they're high energy and cracking jokes, you be the same. If they're calm, professional, and eloquent, again, you be the same. It's not about being fake here. We've all got different personas, haven't we? And it's about trying to find the right persona for the right time. Number 63, use the phrase most people don't realize. It creates curiosity and superiority also. Most people don't realize how easy this can be once you get this one shift. It's saying, this is a little bit of a secret. Most people are idiots and you are not like most people. You're special. And this, again, can create connection. Number 64 is personalize everything. Custom always beats generic. I thought of your brand when I saw this idea. It's perfect for you. Make it about them. I remember before, you know, you can, when I was doing a certain role, you could have printed off diagrams, but I didn't because I wanted to draw a specific diagram for every person. It showed personability. Even though, you know, a lot of the time they were very similar. They weren't exactly the same because, again, that's the beauty of having a personal approach. Number 65, appeal to loss, not gain. Loss aversion is powerful. You could miss out on this opportunity if you wait until next week. It's not about what you can gain. It's about what we're stopping you from losing. 66, the takeaway close. Taking away an offer increases desire. Maybe this isn't right for you at this time, and that's okay. Take away the option for them to buy, and they will want to. 67, make it real, feel rare. Uniqueness is valuable. For example, this is something I only offer to clients who are fully in. They will think, well, I'm a client and I'm fully in. I'm the most committed guy out there. You want to create that air of success around yourself and also your friends or client. Number 68 is speak to their aspirations. People are driven by who they want to be. For example, you're building something bigger. This tool accelerates that journey. It's talking about what they want, their aspirations, and how you can help them get there. Number 69 is layering yes questions. A string of yeses builds momentum. For example, do you want to grow? Yes. Do you want to succeed faster? Yes. Want to avoid burnout? Absolutely. Yes. Then let's do this. Yes, 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 yes. And then finally, number 70. This is a good one. Be the guide, not the guru. No one wants to be preached to. They want a partner. It's not about you saying you should do this, you should do that. It's, look, I'm just here to help you find your own path. You're guiding, you're not telling. So hopefully you found something useful in those 70. I think we're going to do a couple of other parts of this possibly as well. But yeah, try some out. You'll see definite results. Probably in your first or second interaction. Like I said, that's an example of one of these techniques. Provide specificity. Don't just try this out, it's going to work. it's probably going to work within your first or second time.